Welcome to Honest Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Sally Williams, and I am so happy that you decided to join me today. Since this is the new year, I decided to talk about something I think is really, really personal that I'm experiencing now that many of you may know about, or you may be experiencing it for your own self, and that is dealing with cancer from a psychological standpoint, my personal journey. The reason why I want to talk about this now at the beginning of the year is because I've been on this journey dealing with fighting, with God's help, cancer since 2014, once I was diagnosed. To go back and share just a little bit, in October 16th, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And on the next day, there was an appointment available for me to come in and to have a full hysterectomy. Afterwards, I went through 6 weeks of recovery and then 18 weeks of chemotherapy. 18 weeks ended April 8th, 2015. And for those of you who have been through chemotherapy, you know that you lose your hair and your body goes through changes, you get sick, and so forth. And it was a great challenge for me and my husband and my family to watch this change. And so I wanted to speak on that today because the next challenge I am facing as of now is that my cancer markers are going back up again, and the doctor wants to have chemotherapy again, and this time also with radiation. I know how I feel about that. I don't want to have to go through that again. However, I want to encourage you, if you're facing chemotherapy and radiation, to understand some things, that you have some choices that you need to make. You need to be informed. You need to get some education about what it is that might be the best alternative or the best treatment for you. I decided that I wanted to look into alternative treatments as well as traditional treatments and get myself educated on what I needed to do so far as nutrition for my body, supplements for my body, and controlling stress in my environment, as well as other psychological things I need to do in order to make sure that if I went through chemotherapy again, I would go through it with a better understanding of what I personally needed to do to address all aspects of my being, including spiritually, psychologically, and physically. You see, what I have found for myself is that cancer and its treatments are psychological as well as physical. And what I mean by psychological is that when you hear that word spoken of the doctor to diagnose you with cancer, no matter what form, no matter what level, automatically your mind thinks, death. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Can I do anything? Should I do anything? What about chemotherapy? What about radiation? What about everything? What this diagnosis does is it stops you in your tracks for the most part. And at that moment, you feel vulnerable. You feel fear. It brings life to a certain point of realization that we're not here forever and that this may be something that could possibly take you out of here. You start thinking about what you've accomplished, what you haven't accomplished, what you want to do, what you haven't done, the people that are close to you. It brings a whole host of emotions to your body and to your mind that maybe you had not considered going along your merry way every day. Cancer is a psychological disease as well as physical disease. It hits every emotion. It can cause you to panic. It can cause you to have fear beyond what you ever experience in your life. Yet, in those same moments, you have to come to grips with what's next, what's the best approach. All these things happened to me. And even now, as I contemplate the next steps, I decided that before I talked about the book that I've written, Parental Survival Guide for Anyone, I wanted to talk about this first, because I think that there are many people that are going through this very same psychological epidemic, I'll call it, as myself. I think one of the best things to do is to be still after all the diagnosis, after all the chatter in your own brain, as well as your family, maybe your husband, your wife, your children, your friends, the very first thing you should probably do is to be still. If you are spiritual, then being still means to ask God for the best way for you to approach it. Or maybe you just go inside of yourself and say, what's next, and wait for the answer. That is, I think, one of the best things I learned to do, is to not get frustrated, not to get beside myself with fear. And that can be very challenging because fear is very, very real. It is something that comes upon you when you first hear those words, cancer diagnosis, or you start to think about how are you going to move forward in all of this. There is an acronym that I heard once years and years ago concerning the word fear. And it goes something like this if you've never heard it. F stands for false. E stands for evidence. A stands for appearing. And R stands for real. So the acronym stands for this: false evidence appearing real. If you think about fear, it is a real emotion. And some people like to say that it's a spirit. Whatever you consider fear to be, understand that you have the power to accept it and to embrace it and to keep it in your space and in your body and to allow it to immobilize you. Or you can choose to acknowledge it and work around it. In other words, you know what the problem is. You know that it exists, but you won't allow it to immobilize you and stop you from doing what needs to be done. Yes, it's normal to be fearful when you have a diagnosis that could potentially mean death if it's not taken care of. But at the same time, cancer does not have to mean death. With the appropriate information, nutrition, and support, and I'll say for myself, prayer, it can be dealt with, whether that means it will totally be eliminated and cured, or in remission, or controlled. The best thing I can tell you to do is to get education. Find out as much as you can find out about the type of cancer that you've been diagnosed with. Read books, go to websites, listen to videos. There is a wonderful website that is called thetruthaboutcancer.com. And it is the work of a gentleman named Ty Bollinger. He also has videos on YouTube. Several of them are free. I encourage you to watch those videos. And again, make sure that you're informed regarding what you need to do. I remember when I asked my doctor, was there anything I needed to change, my eating or things that I was doing at home? And he said, eat good. However, he was not very specific as to what I should eat, especially when it was regarding sugar. Not once did he tell me to eliminate it at all. He also shared with me that if I went through chemotherapy for a second time, that it would not be the same as the first time. It would be a little harder or a lot more challenging because my body had already went through the chemotherapy once and the bone marrow had taken a hit. This is something that you need to make sure that you understand. So you need to get information about nutrition. From the research that I've done and the websites that I've went to, the YouTube videos that I've listened to regarding doctors sharing their views about cancer and the different types of treatments that are available, natural treatments and nutrition that's available, there was a common thread that I heard. And that being that cancer is fueled by sugar. So please do your research regarding the things that you're eating and the things that you can eliminate from eating. If your diet now is high in eating processed foods, such as anything that comes in a bag or a box, and fast foods that provide a low amount of nutrients, or if you don't like green or leafy vegetables or eat fruit, consider changing this. There was a common view in the research that I found regarding optimal nutrition, which was eating as much raw organic food as possible, which included juicing fruits and veggies daily, a lot of people think that organic is expensive, and that is true to a certain extent. But if you look at the food as being nutritious and of higher quality than what you normally get from the grocery store, it would behoove you to get foods that are real foods rather than selecting those that are laden with pesticides and chemicals that are not good for your body. There's a term, GMO, which stands for genetically modified organisms. If you've heard this term, GMOs, go to Google and look it up and get more information about what that means. I don't want to do a whole podcast about that. There's a lot of information that talks about GMO foods. The bottom line, what I want to just share with you today is to make sure you're educated. Find out about alternative treatments as well. It behooves you to look into finding out as much as you can naturally help you. You may decide that you may not want to go through chemotherapy, and there are natural treatments available that can help you. Or you may decide that you want to use the natural treatments and parallel them with traditional treatments. Again, educate yourself. TheTruthAboutCancer.com is an excellent website that has lots and lots of material, and I don't believe that the doctors that have been interviewed within these videos that Ty Bollinger has done would put their reputation on the line for a lie. Just make sure you're informed. For myself, I'm in the still mode. I have made an appointment with my oncologist, and I will keep you abreast as to how I'm moving forward. In the meantime, I'd like to hear from those of you that are experiencing this. Please go to my website, drsally.com. That's www.dr-sally.com, and send me an email regarding what's going on with you. If you have any questions about what you are personally experiencing, and if you're having psychological problems where every day your mind wars with you and you start thinking to yourself, is this getting better? Is it getting worse? Am I going to die? Should I tell my family? Should I tell my friends? Should I get counseling? All of these things are questions that may plague your mind day in and day out. There are support groups that are available. I encourage you to go online and look up various cancer support groups in your area, or ask your doctor to refer you to one. If you consider yourself a spiritual person, like I do, prayer definitely works for me, and I'm sure it will work for you as well. Inform yourself so that you can be aware to make the right decision. Don't leave your health in the hands of your doctor only. Do your due diligence and research and find out as much information as you possibly can. Allow your family members to help you. Stay abreast of what needs to be done for you. It's a personal journey, but it's also a family journey. And you're not in it by yourself. Just like you are concerned about your health, your family members are also concerned about your health. And each person within the family reacts differently to crises or health challenges. You may find that maybe one of your family members may be very angry and show hostility in some form or fashion where they did not before. This can come in the form of arguing with you, testing you, getting angry and upset with those that are around, the doctors or whoever they can blame. Or it may be that a family member may shut down, not talk about it, not want to discuss anything at all. You may see different behaviors exemplified within your family. And you may also find that in yourself, you will have different psychological problems happen every day, where one day you'll feel fine and you'll tell yourself everything's okay. The next day you may be in pain and decide, I need to do something. Or you may get into a state of denial where you think it'll go away. Be in tune with yourself. Understand that you're not in it alone. There are many that are going through this. As a matter of fact, I think that cancer has now become an epidemic. My opinion about this is that the pharmaceutical companies are making money from cancer. It's a big, huge business. Ask yourself, if there's something that's natural, some type of leaf or bark or grass or something that's available, wouldn't it do good to at least find out if there are other alternatives rather than the three traditional chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery? I personally find it a little strange that insurance covers those three things and it covers a host of medications. But if you go to a doctor that's a naturalist doctor, insurance won't cover that. As you start learning more about cancer and start learning more about what it is you should do, then make sure you make an informed decision as to the right thing to do for you. I will be giving you an update as I go through this process, and I hope you share with me your journey as well. Again, remember that fear is a choice. You can choose to be fearful, or you can choose to be still and know that God can help you with this. You can overcome this if you stay informed. You don't have to fear itself. I hope this has been informative, and I hope that you've taken into account steps are necessary for you to move forward. Thank you for listening today. I appreciate you stopping by and allowing me to share my story. I hope you decide that you will share your story with me. If that's the case, be sure to go to my website, www.drsally.com, and that's DR with a dash, SALLY.com. There are many areas on the website that you can visit, and I hope you do. But should you like to just send me an email to let me know what's going on with you and your cancer, or a family member that's experiencing it, perhaps we can share more together. In the meantime, thank you. I'm glad you came. I'm glad I shared. And I hope to hear from you. Until I talk to you again on the next podcast, may God bless you and your family. Bye-bye now.